Arab foreign ministers meet today in Beirut. They're following up on a Middle East peace initiative put forward by Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah. This plan offers Israel normal relations with Arab countries. In return, Israel would have to withdraw from territories seized in the 1967 war and allow the establishment of a Palestinian state. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Beirut.
Following weeks of violence in the Palestinian territories, moderate Arab leaders are playing a more active role in trying to restore calm to the area. At a summit last weekend in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh, the leaders of Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Syria restated their commitment to the Saudi peace initiative. They also condemned all acts of violence in the region, and in a significant policy shift, Saudi Arabia and Egypt have begun pressuring Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to curb suicide bombings and terror attacks. Lebanese analyst Michael Young.
I think they understand that Arafat's strategy has backfired, that it essentially brought the Israelis deep into the West Bank, and that Arafat must change his strategy quite radically, because of course if the Middle East descends into more violence, well obviously the Arab regimes are the ones who will be most challenged by this.
Both the Arab and Israeli press are reporting that Saudi Arabia has begun pressuring the Palestinian Islamist groups Hamas and Islamic Jihad to stop their suicide attacks on Israeli civilians. In the meantime, Egypt has been holding meetings with Palestinian security officials. American University of Beirut political scientist Ahmed Mousselli says those discussions suggest Egypt will be helping to rebuild Palestinian security forces devastated by last month's Israeli military offensive.
I think there will be a lot of intelligence cooperation, rebuilding of the security forces, gathering of information and so forth. And Egypt will play a very important role in institution building.
Arab analysts here say this new momentum stems from an agreement reached between Crown Prince Abdullah and President Bush last month in Texas. They say Abdullah promised Bush that Arab leaders would do more to pressure Arafat into stopping violence. In return, these analysts say, Abdullah was told the U.S. would lean on Israel to return to the negotiating table. But Fawaz Trabulsi, a professor of political science at the Lebanese American University, says the American side of the deal is far too vague.
One part has a declared side of the bargain, strengthen security apparatus in Palestine so that you stop the intifada, but we don't know what the U.S. is engaged to do. Bringing the Israelis back to negotiation, meaning what? To which negotiation?
Many Arabs fear the U.S. doesn't have the political will to pressure Israel into negotiating a final comprehensive peace settlement. Arab leaders are also skeptical about a U.S. proposal to hold a peace conference this summer. Ahmed Mousselli says the last thing Arab leaders want is to attend a meeting with the government of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon that isn't geared towards reaching a final settlement.
They want not a process, but a solution. Plus, I think a lot of Arabs realize there's no peace with Sharon.
Michael Young agrees that the peace process is not likely to go very far with Sharon in power. Still, he says it's important that Arab leaders keep pushing their peace initiative.
They have created a consensus around this proposal. And quite frankly, the Israelis are the ones who look today in disarray.
Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.